Paul Sinzhauer, the former CEO, was removed after a couple of billion was destroyed. Unbelievably, he's still on the payroll at Babcock & Brown. I mean, the guy hasn't been sacked, which is just a joke. Now, the new people that Babcock & Brown have punted up to front us today are Ross Rolfe, the CEO, and John Boyer, the head of infrastructure. Could we please be informed what both gentlemen were paid by Babcock & Brown in the last financial year?
The payments to John Boyer and Ross Rolfe for the last financial year in no way relate to their service for Babcock & Brown Power. So that's, I think that's an inappropriate question.
But I would like to get a sense of how highly valued within Babcock & Brown this new talent that has been brought forward to save us are. And I think a measure of that, given that I don't think either gentleman was in the top 10 Babcock & Brown executives that I can recall, I think it would be a fair indication. I got it out of Orco Equity Partners on their AGM on Tuesday. They punted up that it was $1 million that the guy got in his role at Orco Finance. I don't think it's unreasonable for us to know what the terms of engagement were for these two gentlemen fronting Babcock & Brown, our manager, our poorly performing manager, were paid in 07-08.
I probably disagree with that perspective, notwithstanding what Orco may have done. These two gentlemen have been invited by the board to provide their service to Babcock & Brown Power. Both have been selected. John has been accepted onto the board by the independent directors after us thoroughly understanding what skills and attributes and contribution he was going to deliver to the BBP board in terms of addressing security holders' needs. And similarly for Ross. So I don't see the relevance of what they did in their former roles to what security holders are focusing on, which is how does their current security holder price get improved.
Okay, I'd like to urge all shareholders in the coming show of hands on the next four resolutions, including this one, to vote against. It's very important that we, the people attending today, send a message to this board that we completely reject the performance that has been imposed on all of us. Babcock & Brown helped themselves to about $105 million in fees in 07-08, and the market cap is currently $70 million. It is an outrage that we cannot sack them under this ridiculous 25-year management contract, and the very least we can do is, with a show of hands today, vote down this remuneration report and the next three resolutions.